Good evening and welcome. I'm Nicole Whitney and this is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained on our special 9/11, back again. And covering, as we have in the past, a positive, conscious approach to that and inspiring stuff that you're going to hear tonight. We've got all kinds of surprises for you, and this actually is the surprise. The first one is we're here. This is our launch on the BBS affiliate online service, webcast service. It's kind of cool how that all came together and launching on this day, 5 years after the first day where we went to the online broadcast before we entered into the radio world. News for the Soul, for those of you who don't know, started as a positive news newspaper, went online right after, around the time that 9/11 happened. We went to a whole other level and had no idea until that point, of course, why. But as journalists in the mainstream news and knowing if what you focus on expands and seeing the coverage that happened that day and there forevermore afterwards, it became pretty clear pretty quick why we were doing what we were doing. Giving you an alternative, you know, where to focus and making people aware of what you focus on expands and how that applies to news and what you watch and what you choose, where you choose to put your attention. So we're here to show you, tell you about some interesting people that did amazing things that day, that were inspiring, that were uplifting, that were positive, all the stuff you're not hearing about on the regular news. And later in the show, we've tracked down Donna Joyce, one of my regular guests here on News for the Soul. And she is from liftspirit.net. She does amazing work with the angels, and she's going to be doing a very special thing with us here on this special night. But first, I have a guest here who's amazing that I didn't know about this person and the work that they had done in all this time, because we're practically like neighbors in the same town. And I just found out about this project that he was involved in just now, like this week. And so he's here to talk about the Release of Souls, an amazing artist project that came out of Maple Ridge, B.C., which is right in the Vancouver, B.C. region here in Canada, which is where I'm talking to you from. And he is actually the owner of Midnight Fairy. It's a little fairy store in Maple Ridge, B.C. And I'm going to let him explain to you what they did, what special thing they did right after 9/11 happened. But let's welcome him onto the show and get started. Welcome to News for the Soul, Fred Toth.
Yeah, hi, Nicole. It's Fred.
How are you doing, Fred?
Very good, very good.
I hope I said it right. Fred Toth.
That's correct, yeah. Yep.
Midnightfairy.ca, that is the website of your store. Midnight spelled M-I-D-N-I-T-E.
That's right, yes.
So tell me about the fairy wing, the Wings of Peace.
Okay. Really the story I have, it begins with, of course, 9/11 and an artist's vision at that time. This artist is a friend of ours, and our store being very spiritualistic. This friend of ours who's from South Africa, she had her sister die just a couple of years before 9/11. At that time, she had a vision of her sister's soul rising from the wreckage of the accident that she was in. And this vision again came to her on the day of 9/11. But this was magnified 3,000 times with the spirits and the souls rising into a kaleidoscope of color, if you like, above the ashes of 9/11, the towers. She just saw this in her mind, and she's very creative and set about painting it. And she painted two huge canvases, the symbolic, if you like, of the Twin Towers. And when she had this vision, it was like a kaleidoscope of color, and amongst this color was angels. Angels of the Renaissance, like Raphael's. You know, being an artist, she would see things like that, and I could visualize it too. But she put this down on canvas, and eventually it became a memorial, and she called it the Release of the Souls because the paintings are symbolic of the Twin Towers, and on there she has a likeness of George Bush. She has the firefighters, paramedics, the police in a collage of color. It's just beautiful. But it grew, and it had to grow, and a concert was formed with it. And when the concert, the first concert took place in Vancouver, and before the concert, we decided we'd like to have a lot of children at the concert with a thing that I developed called the Wings of Peace. Now, Kathy got, there was another fellow come along and designed the towers, like the, you know, they call them the skeletal, the iron skeletons left from the destruction of the towers, and you get those skeleton figures. They were constructed and put onto a pedestal, a base, along with the paintings, and these became a memorial, and it became a concert too, and local artists wrote songs and produced songs and produced a concert, and it was just absolutely fantastic. It took place first in Vancouver and then carried on into the States, and its purpose is to travel across the States taking the message of peace with it. Kathleen, who was, of course, into our store quite often, and she's very, as I said, very spiritualistic, and we talked about designing something like that, which we did.
Okay.
And the Wings of Peace, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Wings of Peace, they come from the store, and the store is for parties for little girls, birthday parties. And one of the things they do at the parties, the storytellers and the wife and the daughter, is to tell the children that if they flutter their wings, then the fairy dust will sprinkle down to the ground and spread peace all around. Normally in the story, it spread love, joy, peace and happiness all around. But we use this as a little catchphrase, if you like, for the Wings of Peace, and to bring peace to the children, and especially to the orphans of the people who perished at 9/11. It actually became an education foundation, and right now in time it's an education center. And the education center is to bring counselors from all around the world and teach them things like leadership and character and compassion and strength in the face of adversity. These things would be taught to the counselors who would go back to their hometowns and teach others. So it's...
Did you actually send out these fairy wings to these kids?
The fairy wings, the fairy wings themselves we have in our store and nowhere else at the moment, but they're available, of course, and we expect, and we've used them for the concerts. The concerts have taken place in Vancouver and in Los Angeles and in San Diego. And, of course, they're traveling across the country, and they will continue to do so until such time as they rebuild Ground Zero. When they rebuild Ground Zero, the memorial, Release of the Souls, will be part of the memorial built at Ground Zero. Of course, before that happens, they'll have to rebuild the whole of the whole center, the world plaza, build the whole thing. But when that's done, it's going to take around about, they reckon, 12 years before that's all done.
So what was it that inspired you to step into, like, to take some action and do something inspiring when this happened?
I think, you know, when that happened, that day that happened, it was quite early in the morning here in Vancouver, of course. We were on the West Coast, and it would be about 5 in the morning when it actually happened. And when we first heard of it, it was us getting up and getting ready for work and putting on the news. And, of course, we heard about this and switched on the television, and our daughter had phoned us and said, "Have you seen this?" And when we did see it, we couldn't believe it. I think, though, the horror of it is one thing, but the other part of it is the compassion you feel straight away. Our family certainly felt that. It was the compassion we felt, the sadness of this happening to families at that time. And what we want to do is reach out to the families and do something for them, you know, and especially the children. And this is really where it came from. And this is where the education center came from and the foundation that they started at that time. The wings themselves are all they are really, and when they do wear the wings at the concert, they are like stars and stripes on fairy wings, and the maple, you know, the Canadian flag, the maple leaf, the red and white stripes on the Canadian flags, and the children they would wear these and parade when the music was on through the memorial. Quite touching, and they've gone out all over the world, and we are looking to improve sales of them so that we can help the foundation or the children more.
That's wonderful. And, you know, have you also noted how, when you mentioned compassion, were you surprised by the amount of compassion and amazing stories that you've heard of this kind of thing since 9/11 happened?
Yeah, of course, we felt it, and whenever we've talked to anybody since, it's been that. Yeah, it's no surprise to me. The surprise to me is that there's so much negativity about it, and we like to think of the positive side of it. What do we get out of it? You know, I know that we don't really want to get into the war and the philosophy and that of the war itself, but there are a lot of good people on this earth too. We know that the reason for 9/11 was hatred, and how was hatred engineered, if you like, into that level. They were taught hatred from the time they're children, and you can see it in them. And it's something that we can do very little about. We don't really teach compassion. Goodness is in all of us. And luckily, there's more good in the world than there is hate. And I hope so. And I see that every day. We the media take hold of something, and we don't always take the negative side of things and build it up. I hate to watch that on the news. All we get is the accidents and the killings and the rest of it. You know, there are ordinary people around like us and our families and our families' families and our relatives and their relatives. We're all good people, and we don't get into this hate thing, and we don't really are not affected by it except when things like this happen.
Well, I hear you. I mean, that's why we do what we do here, because, there's just no alternatives out there. It's incredible. I mean, the inundation, like you and I are up here in Vancouver, BC, Canada, so I think the inundation of negativity that we're experiencing is a drop in the bucket compared to all the people listening across the U.S. right now. It must be just horrendous inundation through all forms of media, but that's what they do, is focus on the worst 1% of the worst stuff 99% of the time and drill it home.
Yeah, they certainly do. And of course, it's like brainwashing, you know, and eventually, if you're told enough times, you're going to believe it. But you know, this business of that type of media, or that, it's what people want to see. It's shock. It hits the senses and they go whack. You know,
that's what they think. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know that anymore. But all I know is, you know, if what we focus on expands, thank goodness there are people like you and I.
Yeah.
Conversations. And there's people like the thousands and thousands of people around the world. No pressure, Fred, listening to us right now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And
you know, they're tuning out, and they're choosing what they're tapping into and choosing where they put their focus on, and there's more and more of us coming. So, you know, and I've heard so many stories like yours, amazing stories where people just did amazing things, stepped into their heart, did incredible things, and we're like the the underground, the people talking about all the good things and how the positive side of 9/11. I mean, you don't hear this in the mainstream, but it's everywhere.
It sure is, and I can only trust that one day there'll be more stores like Midnight Ferry around, because that is a breeding ground for goodness, for children's wonderful dreams for the future. We know that in our little store we have a lot of healing. You know, we've got a lot of synergy. And the healing is in having bad dreams. They don't have bad dreams after they've talked to our, not counselors, but storytellers, and the wife and the daughter. And they tell them certain things about the fairies, and they believe these things because they're together. And they believe what they're told, and these bad dreams go away. And I've seen this happen so many times, and absolute positive proof of it. And if there was more of that, you know, it would give them memories for the future, which are good.
I love the metaphor you're saying about when they flutter their wings.
Yes. Yeah.
Spreads around.
Yeah.
How did you become interested in fairy folk then?
Oh, not me. The wife. The wife and the daughter. The wife and the daughter started the story. It's been 10 years. And they went out, actually, before we got a store, they went out doing fairy parties in homes. And then we got a little store in Maple Ridge, and I built into it a haven. And the haven was a tree or a tree trunk, and then a little door in there to walk into. Inside there are fairy lights. And because there weren't any wings available, so I started making them. And I'm an electronics engineer, but I started making the wings for this store. And, of course, they became very popular. And so did the store. So there's only one way to do that, because we have the fairies as different colors for two fairies, you know. So we had to have so many different colors for the wings to make a party, which we still do.
Oh, that's so cute. I think I've been in your store years ago. I have to come back.
Yeah, it's a great place, and it's got a lot of magic, a lot of healing power, and it's very popular.
Oh, I love it. Well, we have, your website, midnightfairy.ca, and that's MIDNITE.
Yeah.
Fairy.ca. Is there a website for the release of the souls?
Yes. Actually, World Memorial. It's a feature of World Memorial. So are the Wings of Peace, and it's world-memorial.org, and that's it's a wonderful site. And actually, it's right up to date. Right today, Kathy Todinson, the artist that we were talking about, she's in New York today at a dedication. And actually, I believe I was talking to a contact there yesterday, and the president and the mayor had just left the field, the memorial field where the release of souls is. So I haven't talked to Kathy. Obviously, she's quite busy. But I'm pretty sure that he paid a visit to the Canadian gift of the memorial to the people of Canada, of America. And it's a gift peace, you know, peace amongst the nations. And that was the intention of it, to be a gift to the American people from the people of Canada, especially the people of New York, from the people of Vancouver. So it's quite heartwarming.
Well, yet another example of something positive that happened.
Kathy has been put a lot of work into that project, and she just loves it. But it's wonderful to see, and it will be a permanent fixture there one time. And what it's actually for, really, is for the relatives of the deceased to visit. And it will have its own, like, chapel, if you like. And you stand, and it's got the skeletal tower effigies at the front and the big paintings at the back. And on the back of the paintings, there's 343 plaques with the names of the emergency services who died trying to rescue people in the towers. But it's to look at, and there's two rectangles that you look through at the paintings, and they're quite big rectangles. You can walk through them. The idea is to look at them and imagine your loved ones, and this way you get to connect with them and with the souls of them. You never do, they never do appear, of course, but that's the magic of it, and it's that's why it's there. It's a memorial for the people.
And it's one, I mean, I saw pictures of it. It was quite amazing.
Yeah, stunning. Sure is.
And I had the feeling it was not so much, you know, focusing on reactivating the anguish of it, but it was a real uplifting kind of memorial.
Yeah, it sure is.
Nicole?
You know, it's...
I apologize for breaking in here. I just want to let you know we have your other caller waiting for you. Just want to let you know.
Okay. Is that Donna, you say?
We've got Donna Joyce on the line, I believe, so we're going to be doing something with the Angel Lady next. Do you want to stick around for that? Or?
I think, yeah, I will do. Will I hear it?
You're going to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Okay. Well, best of luck.
Okay, everybody's on the line now.
I want to give up a website again before we move on here. MidnightFairy.ca, that's Greg Toth's store, online. And, the Release of Souls, does that have an actual direct website?
ReleaseOfSouls.com.
ReleaseOfSouls.com?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. And thank you for stepping up and stepping into your heart and taking some action on 9/11 that was positive, Fred.
Thank you, Nicole.
So let's do this thing. Angel Lady, Donna Joyce, liftyourspirit.net is her website, and we've had her on. She's traveling the world and being guided by these angels to do good things all the time. So what better day to talk to Donna Joyce than right now. Welcome back, Donna Joyce, to News for the Soul.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. It's great to be back.
Oh, good to hear your voice. Now, where are you these days?
Right now I'm in Europe. And I've been here since I returned from Australia. And well, actually, I was out in Western U.S. and I was in India. So, yeah, I'm here and then I go back to the U.S. shortly.
You must rack up one hell of a lot of freaking blur miles.
A little bit. Yeah.
So how are you spending this day?
This day, I actually spend many days when I'm in Europe with the Tibetan Buddhists at a Tibetan Buddhist center. So that's what I do. I do a lot of meditation and prayer energy when I'm there, and we're helping them actually get a new center going in the center of London, which would be really very nice.
I was excited about connecting with you tonight, and we've done some interesting things in the past with you on the air, some energy, or not energy, but angel healing sessions that have been proved to be quite profound for many listening, including myself. And, of course, we're talking now on the fifth anniversary of 9/11 and the inundation of negativity in the media. Hold on. And we are gathering here to, you know, talk about the positive side and the uplifting side and the empowering side and kind of counterbalance some of that other stuff going on out there. So you, having been with CNN for many years previously, must appreciate that.
Absolutely, yes. And I can tell you that, CNN is kind of going full on, as is mostly American media, though. Being in Europe, most of the European media are not making that big a deal out of it. It's mostly the American media that are going, you know, back toward that negativity. Going, you know, back in time as much. And, I hear from all the American media, I see everything's war and terror, and that word is used, like, in every sentence. And so who's creating the terror here? I would say, you know, those who claim to be doing the war on terror are the ones that kind of are keeping it going. So we already kind of know that. So, yeah, that's why it's really important, which is why I spent a lot of time with the Buddhist group, which is no focus on that at all. It's, you know, just putting out the energy of love and compassion. And it's good to know that most of Europe is not going back in time that way. And, yeah, they're mostly going forward. So just the Americans need a little help, I think, going forward.
Yeah. So now help from the angels, perhaps.
Absolutely. And just help and, yeah, focusing on the positive, obviously, you know, in spending more time in news programs like News for the Soul or in the positive thing. And, yeah, we have to get more mainstream positive programming out there. I mean, more spiritual programming out to the mainstream is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like News for the Soul instead of, you know, ABC News with, you know, just government agendas and things like that, or company agenda. So, yeah, it's really important that people just do their own connecting within, and everyone will have their own internal guidance, and that's what's really important, that people, you know, not be addicted to all the negative TV programs and just go within and connect within and connect to just the positive, uplifting programming.
Well, it was
so
quite
interesting. Yeah, that's why it's important we do an invocation and just bring in the positive energies for this day.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought that would be the perfect thing for us to be doing. It's fine, Donna. And there you are. And I knew it would all be in perfect divine order. And
well, the divine has already orchestrated a lot of big shifts. So this is all just sort of the cleanup. It's sort of just the mop-up and the final days of the old energies. So,
well,
you know,
it's
fine if people...
Tell me more about that. What has been shifting lately? What is different?
Just about everything. It may not be seen on the surface, but below the surface, just about everything, the whole vibration of the planet, the vibration of consciousness. There's very little that hasn't shifted, even though, it, like I said, it's not noticeable because we're still clearing out the old energies,
mm-hmm.
even our old patterns, even the people who have done a lot of spiritual work. There's old as we bring in the higher energies, the old stuff's on its way out. So it may look like, oh, more of the same, oh, more crisis. But actually, that's just the crisis before the, you know, the final shift. So there's going to be, obviously, there's solstices coming up. There's also the equinox coming up. And the divine always uses those times, again, to bring in the new vibrations, which have been coming in all summer. And, yeah, this summer I really experienced, everyone had a different ride this summer, but they were really high energies coming in July and August. And, yeah, just everything I said manifested, like, immediately. I wanted smooth flight. Smooth flight was there. Anything I said just happened. And then other times... there is more stuff to clear, also for the planet. So then things don't manifest as quickly, but it doesn't mean that the light isn't here. So it is here. It's just, you know, what, because we, you know, we as light workers and anyone that chooses to assist the planet is also helping to transform consciousness. So if something on the planet needs to be shifted, we'll be also holding that energy or trying to help shift it. So if your life sort of seems to be falling apart, it might mean you're just taking on other energies as well, just for the short term.
Mm-hmm.
So I everything will shift, you know, for the better very soon. And so it isn't what it appears with all this, you know, focus on 9/11.
Okay. Well,
we've gone way beyond that, actually. So
really? Well, we've had a lot of people lately, myself included, experiencing just huge upswings of positive energy, like amazing. In the last month or so, a lot of positive changes, like a lot of life-changing things coming in, not planned, like everything's spontaneous.
Absolutely.
That's all good.
And we will get more of that. And sometimes it might seem it comes to a halt, and it doesn't mean, oh, the dark is back or the old is back. It's just, you know, another wave about to come through. So it's sort of going to be in, yeah, huge waves, and then it might seem a little stagnant for a week or 2 weeks and then go back to huge waves again, and that will be the trend from here on in, you know, like basically going to the huge positive waves, essentially, until we get all the old stuff cleared out.
So what can we do? Is there something we can do with the angel invocations that you do to kind of focus everyone's energy to elevate above the level of media stuff going on right now?
Absolutely, and I think the media just, you know, doing a service to almost help us focus on what we've left behind, you know, on the old energies, like almost to see how far we've come. If it seems like too overdone, like, oh, too negative, it's like it's because we've come that much further in the 5 years. So they're almost, yeah, highlighting the old ways of being so that we can just see where we've gone to and where we want to go to. So, yeah, let's focus on exactly what we want to create. And we're going to just focus on just sending love, light, compassion to ourselves and to all beings during this invocation. And we're going to focus on just bringing also balance and harmony to the planet.
Okay.
So we're going to picture not only these energies when I do the invocation coming to us ourselves, but do also what we do quite often in the Buddhist way, which is focus on sending it out to all sentient beings. So when you send it, just imagine all beings in front of you or around you and imagine the energies going out and surrounding them. And you can also imagine the earth as a ball in front of you if that's easier to send the energies out to the planet as a whole. So the angels and the divine energies need us to be the grounding cords for these energies. So it's important that we stay grounded. So I'll do just a simple grounding technique for each of us. And then we'll, yeah, call them in and just send it out to ourselves and to the world.
All right.
So the angels love it when we're all willing to be channels for their energy. And also I'll be calling in some of the Buddhist energies and just Mother, Father, God energies, Paramatman energies as well. So it's all one, as I call it, the big divine team. Since we're all one anyway, it's all one divine force. So I'll be calling them all in and just stay, yeah, open, receptive, and just, yeah, allow it to flow out from yourself to all beings.
Okay. Well, just so you know, we've got 19 minutes to the top of the hour, so invoke away.
Okay, great. Okay, so everybody, if you're not driving and if you are, like, seated or you're somewhere still, just allow your legs to be uncrossed. Allow your feet and the base of your spine to connect to the earth, to connect to the floor, and allow, imagine yourself as like an oak tree or connected to an oak tree, and allow or imagine roots growing out of the bottom of your feet and the base of your spine going down through the floor into the earth, connecting to a radiant golden crystal of angelic light in the center of the earth. It's a beautiful etheric golden crystal glowing with divine energies. And just allow your roots to breathe up those beautiful golden divine energies up from the center of the earth in this radiant etheric crystal, going up through the bottom of your feet, going up, filling your root chakra, your sacral chakra, your heart chakra, your throat chakra, your third eye and your crown, and going up and making a dome of golden light around you. Allow branches to grow out of your crown, the top of your head, going up above to the angelic realm above. And allow the angels now to send the golden light from their realm in through your crown, filling your crown, your throat, your heart center, and expanding your heart with their radiant golden light. Breathe in from heaven and from earth now, from your feet and your crown, from that crystal in the center of the earth and from the divine realms above, and have that golden light meet in your heart center. Allow a threefold flame of pink, blue, and gold, divine love, divine wisdom, and divine power to spiral into the center of your heart. Expanding your heart. Allow a beautiful lotus flower of light to open around your heart. We now invoke and thank the Paramatman light source, Parashakti energy, fulfilling each one of us in each of our homes, offices, and in filling the entire planet with divine Paramatman light. And filling each of us in the planet with divine blessings and grace. We invoke and thank Divine Mother, fulfilling the planet and filling each one of us and all beings with the divine energies of compassion, love, healing, and grace. Thank you for transmuting all negative misqualified energies on this day of September 11th, transmuting the old programming of fear for all beings and anywhere on the earth that this energy is manifesting. We now invoke and thank the mighty Archangel Michael to stand at our right-hand side of each one of us and all beings on the planet in need of Michael's protection. We ask that you help guide each one of us in our life mission and life purpose, and help each being and each one of us cut away all old ties, attachments, and cords that are tying us to those past old beliefs, old energies, and tying people to the energy of fear. Help free them to the new energies to manifest their own divine blueprint for the planet at this time. And we give thanks that you place your deep blue cloak of protection around each one of us and each of our homes and offices and anywhere on the planet. Your deep blue cloak of protection is needed. And allow in only the highest and purest light to enter our auras. We now invoke and thank the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand at the left-hand side of each one of us and all beings, and pour your pure white ray of purification into our auras, into each of our homes, and everywhere on the planet that your pure white ray is needed to purify all old disqualified energies of fear, anger, rage, and guilt, and help humanity bring clarity and love and compassion into their hearts and into their communication with one another. We now invoke and thank the mighty Archangel Raphael for pouring his emerald ray of healing, abundance, intuition, and inner vision into each one of us and everywhere on the planet in need of balance and harmony. We invoke and thank the mighty Archangel Uriel for standing in front of us and pouring your purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace into us and helping to transmute from our emotional bodies and from our auras the energy of fear, anger, rage, and stoke any fires of old or misqualified emotions from each one of us and anywhere on the planet in need of transmuting rage and fear. We replace these energies with peace and inner wisdom. We invoke and thank the mighty Archangel Chamuel of the Pink Ray for expanding the flame of love in all of our hearts. We ask that you help us have forgiveness and compassion for ourselves and for all beings. We ask that our hearts be expanded on a personal and cosmic level now. We invoke and thank the mighty Archangel Zadkiel and Ascended Master Saint Germain for pouring the silver violet flame into our auras, into our homes, and into the entire planet, anywhere that the silver violet flame is needed at this time, especially into New York and into Americans, and anywhere else it's needed to transform all negative and misqualified energies. And transmute it into love, light, and tolerance. We invoke and thank Saint Mother Mata Amatea Amachi and Divine Mother for filling our hearts with compassion, love, and healing, and expanding our hearts to connect fully with our I Am presence and with the oneness of all beings. And we thank Divine Mother for transmuting all old, worn-out energies or patterns that may keep us from being compassionate. And imagine all beings in front of you, and imagine the planet in front of you. You're holding the Earth. And just allow the beautiful light, the pink, the gold, the pure white rays of love and compassion from Divine Mother, from the angels, from Paramatma, to fill the Earth and to fill all beings. Just see waves of compassion, love, and healing filling the planet. See all the oceans filling with compassion and love. The mountains, the land, and all beings. And most importantly, each one of us, and on behalf of all beings, remember to forgive anyone who may have hurt or harmed you in this life or any other life, and offer them grace. And remember to ask forgiveness of any person or being you may have hurt or harmed in this life or any other life, and ask for grace from them or their higher selves. And remember to forgive yourself for anything you may have done to hurt or harm yourself or any other being in this life or any other life, and accept grace. We now invoke a shower of love from the angels and from the divine to fill each one of us and fill the entire planet with divine love and divine light. Allow every molecule, cell, electron in your entire being to fill with this divine grace. And be open to be receiving more grace for yourself on behalf of humanity and human consciousness. The more you're open to receive, the more you can send out to the planet. And the more we clear ourselves, the more we're able to help others. And we invoke and thank the Buddhas of compassion and purity, Dorje Sempe, Green Tara, Buddha Shakyamuni, for pouring the energies of compassion, love, wisdom, healing, and purification into each one of us and everyone on the planet in need at this time. Give thanks for healing all disharmony of poverty, of pollution, of war, and transforming it into love, compassion, and oneness. And now, sitting in these portals of divine energies, it's a good time to put your intention onto anything you wish to release and transmute, and all the new qualities and situations you wish to bring into your life. And also picture the Earth in the evolved state you wish to see it. How would you wish to see a new heaven on Earth? And start putting out that picture. Let's give thanks to the whole divine team, the angelic kingdom, Mother, Father, God, Divine Mother, and all the other ascended masters and divine beings who are assisting us and assisting the planet at this time. And you can channel these energies anytime you wish. Just invoke or ask. By your requesting to be a channel, that is enough to open the portals or open the doors for the energies to come through. It may be in your sleep time, it might be during the day, but you will be guided. And it's good to sometimes just project the vibration of Om or Ma and Om out through your heart during the days. That helps stay centered in the divine energies if you don't have any other mantra. And then when you're ready, you may come back to center, come back to balance, knowing you can join in with these divine energies anytime you wish, just by your intending so.
Oh, an angel invocation on 9/11. What better thing to be doing? I can't think of too many right now. Thanks so much, Donna.
You're welcome.
What time is it where you are right now, anyway?
Oh, it's 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. You stayed up all night.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we tracked you down all the way over there in Europe. And keep in touch and let us know about your exciting angelic travels over there and wherever you end up. And, yes, so we actually are at the top of the hour already. Holy cow, that went fast. Well, leftyourspirit.net, that's Donna Joyce's website. And thanks to you for being here, doing what you do, and sharing it with us today. Fred Toth, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I've listened to it, and I've enjoyed it very much. I thought it was marvelous.
Good stuff, isn't it?
I'm a believer, and I know that my daughter has a similar program. I shouldn't say angel program. It's called The Pursuit of Excellence, and she teaches that. That's the one who wrote the book.
Oh, lovely.
And
I want to give out your website again. We're at the top of the hour, but if any of you listening missed any of the show, you go to newsforthesoul.com, all free, all the time. It's like 6-7 years of shows in there. And midnightfairy.ca is Fred Toth's website. That's MIDNITE, fairy.ca. We're next up on Wednesday. Greg Norman and I at 13 a.m. In Rhode Island, we're going to be doing our Miracle Marathon on September 13th. We're starting at midnight Eastern. It's a late-night Miracle Marathon again, and amazing things happen on those shows. So that's this Wednesday, and we'll be back here on the BBS webcast next Monday night. It's been fun, guys. Thanks, and have a good one.